Om Shanti. We are in the month of September now. Today is 1st September and 2018. And today's blessing is, may you be a great donor who donates happiness while constantly remaining happy by being filled with the treasure of happiness. In Hindi, it would be the opposite. So Baba is saying, by being filled with the treasures of happiness, by being complete with the treasures of happiness, always remaining happy and giving the donation of happiness, may you be a great donor, Mahadani. And the explanation is, at the confluence age, Bap Dada has given you the greatest treasure of happiness. Every day at Amrit Vela, think of a point of happiness and maintain that happiness throughout the day. While staying in happiness in this way, continue to donate happiness to others. This is the greatest donation, because while everyone in the world has all the facilities, they do not have true, imperishable happiness inside. You each have a treasure store of happiness, and so you have to continue to donate. This is the greatest gift of all. So may you be a great donor who donates happiness while constantly being happy by being filled with the treasure of happiness. So when we listen to this word happiness, khushi, first of all the word itself should change our face. Sometimes we are too serious because we think we are in yoga. We are thinking of Baba, so I am lost. So our face is so serious. But the word khushi, when I listen to that word, how should my face be? Even now, some of you have very serious face. What is the reason? Baba is saying about khushi, it's not necessary always it has to be a very physical kind of happiness, but sometimes it can be, and it has to show on the face. The deities, Devi Devta, would you like it if you go to the temple and they have a serious face? How many people would like to go and see just the beauty? What is the actual beauty of any soul? The smile, the divine smile that we have, the expression that we have on our face. It makes it easier for people to come close to us. If we are lost and our face is serious, people may hesitate to come to us. They think maybe I will be disturbed. If you look at all the Bhagats, Meera, Narad, or all the Bhagats that we have been listening about, how were they? They were showing their intoxication by being happy. It was being reflected in each and every movement of theirs. So, Baba is first of all saying that we have this treasure store. So I have to check in this big box in my here how much happiness is stored. Every day Baba has been telling us so many things for years and years. Maybe we can't remember all, but we must try to keep on adding. First of all, listening to what Baba is saying in the Murli. Take points of happiness. Murli is very, very big, right? It is so long, 4 pages. And Murli is for all the souls, all the Brahmins. Someday, my mood is like this, I will pick up this point. Some other day, my mood is like this, I'll pick up some other point. Sometimes, Brahmin souls are picking up only points of what to do. I must become like this, I must not do this, I must do this. Every culture takes up different points from the Murlis. Do you know that? In Bharat, people might take points about, oh, how great I am, oh, I'm being worshipped, or whatever. People in the West, people in other Asian countries, they take up different points. A culture where people have been asked to do always the right things, a culture which has had military rule maybe for many years, what kind of things they'll pick up? I should do this, I should not do this. It's like a strict teacher. But what is Baba saying? He's saying happiness. It is very strange that sometimes we cannot take points of happiness from Baba's Murli. Because our mind is only working about good and bad and right and wrong. And so Baba has told us today, take up those points. So at Amrit Vela, bring one point of happiness. Will it come up automatically at Amrit Vela? I have to prepare. Maybe the night before, or maybe open my notebook in the morning and take up one point, whichever point I like. Now if I ask you points of happiness, you will give me 100 points, right? Many points. But what is the greatest point of happiness for me? It changes every day, doesn't it? Should it stay the same? It should be different. There should be variety, Baba says. It's boring, right, if it's the same thing every time. So we have to create that variety. Baba is giving anyway. So the easiest thing I feel, Baba is saying today, first of all, think of some point of happiness at Amrit Vela. Sometimes we just want to be lost. Oh, I'm going to Paramdham and I'm finished. No thought. Okay? Okay, for some time. But not okay. Then I'll be like sannyasi. Just there and finish. But I am going to live in this world. I'm going to create a new world with Baba. So I have to do some action. I have to have some feelings. I cannot be just Nivritti Marg. So, Baba says, at Amrit Vela, think of some point of happiness. Did you think of any point of happiness today? Anybody? How many people thought point of happiness today? Anyone? One. The rest were lost in the sweet, sweet silence. So, doesn't matter. Anyway, Baba has said that today. From today, we will do this. Baba tells us so many things to do at Amrit Vela. Right? Sometimes we just don't want to do anything because we feel whole day we have to do so many things. Why at Amrit Vela also have to think? Why I must do anything? But why Baba is saying this? That he wants to make us fresh. He wants our mind to work. And so that can be carried on the whole day. Otherwise we'll be caught up in the mundane things of the whole day. So, like in Hindi say, apni ghot nasha. You grind your own ingredients for your own intoxication. Not tell Baba whole day, Baba what to do, Baba this is happening, that is happening. Baba says, I've told you already, I've given you the whole recipe. I've even given them the food in the morning, but you're not eating. You're only looking, oh such good food, very nice, finished, but not eating. So, khushi means, I'm eating that. Only looking, I got very nice food, is okay? Okay, tripti ho gayi, satisfied. But no strength. Whole day, I need the strength to work. Many things will come in the whole day. Small storms, big storms, or other souls coming to me. And most important of all is, Baba said today donation, dan. And we all know that in Bharat, this is considered the greatest thing to do, to give dan. In English we say charity, but charity is a very light word, maybe a shallow word. But donation is great. What can I do really to uplift the other person's life? So what is the easiest thing that we can do the whole day? Donation. Keep smiling. Not put a hand in a pocket, okay, let me take out 2 rupees, 3, 4 rupees like people are doing, donating. What is my donation? Baba said everybody has facilities in the world. Yes, there are so many facilities. And there are a lot of happiness that you can get from different facilities. And people are getting. It's not that they are not getting. Yes, but then it goes away. For 1 hour or maybe a few minutes I'm happy, again I want something else to be happy. Then I'm happy, again I want something else. So I continue to look for different things. People in the world are looking for different things. What we have to do? Points. What Baba has given points. Even if I remember, journeying is second. Even if I remember, we forget. What is the reason we forget? I have to think. Why am I forgetting? It's not something that I have to do also, Baba is saying. Just to remember my point of happiness. So, every morning Baba says, keep it in your mind. And maybe after that, note it down. At Amrit Vela, maybe I have a small diary. And look at it the whole day. Oh, today this was a point of happiness I had in the morning. And continue to hold that. Then that happiness point will really become mine. Otherwise, it's just a point. Just a point. So, easy thing is, can I smile the whole day? I find that if people are not smiling. It's not that they are lost in love, huh? Sorry. It's just getting caught up in work. Or sometimes just getting caught up in my duty, responsibility, or even like I have to do something, my time is being wasted, I have to do the next thing. You know, if I keep on thinking of what I have to do next, I never enjoy that moment. I must enjoy each and every moment, right? But I'm thinking next. Oh, 4 o'clock. Oh, 5 o'clock. Oh, I have to do this. So what happens? I become stressed. Not only stressed, I become short-tempered. I can give you so many examples. Baba says, Madhavan is the bhumi, the land. But here also we are getting stressed. And not even small things. In the world outside, so much people have to do to earn money, to have livelihood, to take care of the family. The list is so long. And we are telling them, stay happy. So easily we say, stay happy. You know, it's okay. God is there. He is taking care of you. We are staying here. Must check. How is my face? How is my word? The tone of my words? What I'm speaking while I'm living here, while I've come here for some time. Is it showing? Yesterday Baba said, as much purity, so much. So much what? Yesterday? Blessing? Who remembers? Forgot. So, that is Sarva Prapti Sampan, okay. But Baba says, as much purity, so much happiness and Sukh Shanti. Sukh, the deep, deep happiness and contentment inside is Sukh. So if at some moment of time, I'm short-tempered, my tone of voice is not good, I don't have a smile on my face, I don't find any reason to smile, it means what? It means something is lacking somewhere. I have goofed up. I've made some mistake somewhere in some purity. And this is my checking the whole day. Baba is not telling us to check ourselves because we have to whip ourselves every day. But he's just to check myself, why I'm not happy? Why I spoke so harshly to this brother or this sister? I could have said the same thing in a nice way. I could say, please wait. But I say, don't you know? My face, my expression. If somebody takes my photo at that time and posts it on Facebook, how it'll be? So if I can't do any other service, Baba is saying Mahadani, great donation. But If I can't do anything for anybody, at least I can be okay. At least just to be okay the whole day. To feel, I'm fine. This is a mantra I have to read, maybe I have to say the whole day. I'm fine, everything okay. All well, like they say, huh? Can we do that? Can we do that? Everybody who's listening, can we do that? Just, I'm okay, I'm fine. But can you imagine if while living here, we are getting so worked up with small things? We are speaking rudely to people. We are using sharp words. This is not just donation. This is absence of any donation. This Baba said is Baba says pap. Pap is a very big thing. But even small sins we are creating. Will we be happy if we have create small sins? Last karma, last birth, I don't know. Right now. Every single day, every human being that I meet, whether I meet them here or meet them outside, what am I doing with them? How am I behaving with them? Small things I can do. So let me check that every day. Even a child, people go to a child because he smiles. It's infectious. Smile is infectious. So today, whole day, anybody we meet, we have to greet with eyes, or smile, or again you can ask something also. Yesterday also we heard in some class, we sit with somebody 20 minutes, don't even say hello. Oh, I'm in yoga. I cannot do. This is yoga? This is not the right yoga. Baba is also yoga. Baba also said do yoga. Baba shouldn't talk to us at all then, right? Be in yoga. How much he comes, how many nice things he tells us every day, how much he praises us, how much love he gives us. But we are sometimes very miser. We only take and take and take from Baba. We don't give. This is so miser, no? Only taking and taking. What will we do taking? Then we'll get indigestion. Only taking and taking, not distributing, not giving, not nothing. So, what I have to do? Think of different points of happiness also in my mind. When we were in the world before, Bhagats, we used to do a lot of worship maybe. Maybe some of you have done worshipping. In some countries they say work is worship. Whatever task I have been given, if I do it well, this is worship. Yes, there are many countries like that. But is that enough? I do my work properly. Is that enough? Whatever work I have been given. That is the first thing. So as a Brahmin I have to see, am I doing my work properly? Whatever work I have been given. But I have to add something to it. People in the world do that. But we have to add, am I happy while I am doing it? Just doing it right, just doing it perfectly is not enough. Baba said there are many sadhan, there are many facilities. People can do that. So here, what is my worship? Am I doing any worship now? Are we doing any bhakti now? To be useful to God. The biggest worship, there is one line from an old Hindi song that comes to my mind. Usse bandagi mein samjho to tumhare kaam aao. So, if I can be useful to you, I would consider that a great worship. How useful am I to Baba? If I cannot even spread any happiness, what useful am I? Giving gyan, giving all these big, 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 big things, lectures, okay. But minute I finish, I come out, I'm same. What I give? So biggest thing that I can do, this my worship is that I'm useful to him. And this is what Baba is saying, create this world of happiness around you now. Then automatically it become heaven. So first is stay in happiness. Second is? Give. It's not something in a plate I will give, no? How I'll give? Through myself I have to give. And I have to check, that's why. Do I have any sorrow? Do small, small, trivial things take away my happiness? Is there any reason to be unhappy? This person didn't speak to me nicely. Yesterday, I have 3-4 incidents I can relate to you, but I don't want to do. I could have become unhappy because people spoke badly to me. In spite of me speaking nicely, in spite of not saying anything to them, they were stressed. Or maybe they had some problem. So if somebody is behaving with me, maybe he has a problem. But if I become unhappy, trivial thing. This person is staying here, speaking like this. This person is a great yogi, behaving like this. You know, we don't have mountains of sorrow on us. We are very lucky souls. We don't get this big, big sorrow like people get outside maybe. But we lose our happiness by very small things, trivial things. Because we become too familiar with each other. We watch each other too much. Instead of staying in our own happiness and in that intoxication, we're watching everybody. Baba says, you don't have to be anybody's guard. Be your own guard. Is my happiness going away for some reason? So today, whole day, what we will check? We have many things to do today. First thing is, from tomorrow, Amrit Vela, one point of happiness I will use. So I will write it down. Second, what will I do today? Smile. Yes. Third, brothers not doing anything. Brothers, what will we do today? Cooperate. How? Baba is saying khushi. Sometimes we are doing helping others, but what Baba is asking us to do? Behind that cooperation, what should be there? Yes? Khushi baatenge kaise? Kaise baatenge? Brothers, how will you spread happiness? Will we tell a point of happiness? Brothers, come on. What sahyog? What cooperation? What will you do? Toli khilana and all is good. Physical. Toli nahi hai. I don't have toli with me. And too much sugar, not good. Too much sugar bring down your happiness also. Passing smile, hi, hello, and? First thing is to see my happiness not going away. Just remain happy. Kitna asaan hai? How easy is that? Easy or not easy? Easy or not easy? I'm standing in line, somebody came in front of me. Yesterday, 3 people came in front of me. I'm like standing because I'm used to be in line. So I'm standing, one person is coming, second is coming, third is coming. I mean, I have such a big list, if I make it, about things. So, maybe other people don't get upset. But if you are living in some place where everybody is following rules, these things can upset you very much. Very much. But my main motto is what? The whole day, what I need to do? I want to be happy. You do whatever you like. Sorry. I will not give up my happiness. Boldo. Just tell also. You can say anything to me. You behave any way with me. I will be happy. Why? Because God is telling me. He has given me everything. I have big treasure store. So sometimes our treasure store we have, but we keep it locked. Not using. But hum kya kare? Don't open because, I cannot give because I have to save. I must not give anybody, no? It's my treasure store. But treasure store is for what? For distributing. Right? All the beautiful things. At least let everybody see the beauty of happiness. So, this is being useful to God. I am creating heaven. I am doing this. This is big talk. Simple thing. How useful am I to anybody? How useful am I to God? This is one thing also. And so, I have to check the whole day if I am unhappy at some time. Khushi nahi hai. Now everybody is happy at this time or not? Right now. Anything happened since morning? Maybe. Maybe happened, not happened. And it will happen. Baba already, why Baba is giving blessing? Because this is going to happen today. Baba is very clever. So, pehle se hi, he fills us with some strength. Mother knows, child is going for some interview, some exam. Better give good food, better give some nice things. So child will do better, right? So, always remember, if Baba has given some blessing, it's because opposite is going to come. Definitely that day. Right? So don't say in the daytime, we shouldn't say to Baba, Baba, this person did this. Baba, this happened, that happened. He said, I told you in the morning. So, you forgot. You didn't take your tiffin. You went to work, you forgot to take your tiffin. Mother has already prepared tiffin.
लेकिन आई एम इन सो मच रश, आई फॉरगॉट टू टेक माई लंच, हाउ वॉट विल आई स्टेट बी होल डे, हो हंग्री हंग्री हंग्री, ओनली थिंकिंग ऑफ हंगर. सिमिलरली आई डिड नॉट फिल माई सेल्फ, बाबा गेव मी एवरीथिंग इन द मॉर्निंग बट आई फॉरगॉट टू कैरी इट एंड देन होल डे आई एम मिजरेबल. सो इवन इफ आई कैनॉट डू एनीथिंग फॉर एनी वन, I don't have many gyan points, I don't have much intelligent, okay, I cannot do much other things, at least I can remain happy. Yes, so today we have to do this. Baba has already given us the vardhan, the boon, without making any effort. This we, in English we say blessing, but in Hindi it is vardhan. Vardhan means boon. Boon means you do lot of tapasya, you do lot of something and then finally God comes and says, I'll give you this special power. This is what Baba says. This is not just blessing. So today already Baba has given. So I have to remind myself whole day, I am, who am I today? Who am I today? What is the Vardhan? Hello? Mahadani. I am a great donor, I am a great donor. This mantra has to go on the whole day. Then tomorrow we will check. It's not today Vardhan finish, okay, tomorrow. No. Tomorrow we will check. All of you have to say, okay, you were Mahadani and you remain, my happiness remained with me. I have to check also. I will check and you will check. Okay? Okay. Om Shanti.